The first Rio del City Council meeting of 2022 was held online January 4th, and the year is starting off with a proposed water and sewer rate increase, among other things. But first, staff reports to the council in the agenda packet included a brief written update on a meeting with Margro Advisors, the mayor, city manager, police chief, and city analyst regarding a possible cannabis farmers market. The event would be a cannabis farmers market where local cannabis farmers and cannabis retailers throughout the state would set up booths to market their products and network with one another as allowed by the Bureau of Cannabis Control. The preliminary dates for this event would be September 24th and 25th, 2022. More details should be forthcoming if the event planning progresses. A facade improvement plan for downtown Rio del businesses will be presented at the next city council meeting. Local businesses are encouraged to watch for that information to become available. City Manager Kyle Knopp provided an update on the aftermath of the recent earthquake.
I just want to provide an update on the seismic event from December 20th. As everybody in town is, and a large part of the county is well aware, there was a 6.2 magnitude seismic event during the day on the 20th. So in terms of just impact to the city, the impact itself was light. There were some items tossed off of bookshelves and whatnot, and beakers broken in the lab, but otherwise city facilities and operations were not impacted. Can't say exactly the same for a couple residences whose water heaters broke off their base, and we had some water leaks that we had to deal with in the immediate aftermath of the earthquake. And of course, Grundman's, several of Grundman's windows broke as well. But overall, the impact was light in comparison to some of the larger earthquakes of the past and the future. I really do just want to make sure that I give a kudos to Public Works in the police department, who immediately sprung to action to, again, correct those water leak issues and check out all the infrastructure all throughout town to make sure that it was safe for the public, including the bridge and whatnot, to make sure that those facilities were not impacted. So thank you to our Public Works and police department for their prompt response to that.
A presentation of the Water and Sewer Rate Study Draft Rate Report was then provided by Catherine Sang of Lahovich and Sang, who carried on despite a nasty cold. For background information, a water rate study is the first step in the bureaucratic process to adjust water and sewer rates, which are regulated by Proposition 218 rules. The last utility rate increase was done in 2015, and rates have continued to increase annually as part of that process. The formula for billing was changed at that time so that every water connection would pay a flat rate whether or not they used any water, and then a fee for the amount of water used was charged on top of that. Approximately 74% of the bill is that flat rate, which is currently just under $50 a month, with the remainder of the bill based on their actual usage at a rate of $3.23 per cubic foot of water, or 748 gallons. Residents in the Dinsmore zone pay additional fees for their legacy water system costs. The flexible rate is calculated on water usage during the months of December, January, and February. That average is used for the remainder of the year. That average is also used to calculate the sewer bills, with a similar formula of fixed costs and additional usage charges. According to the rate study chart, Rio del residents are currently paying the fourth highest average monthly water bill at $65.63, with only the small service districts of Brook Trails Township, Scotia, and Garberville charging more. The rate study being presented to the council recommends rate increases, as well as possibly changing the formula for billing to charge a lower flat rate and a higher usage charge. The rate study included proposed rates for various scenarios for the council to debate at a future meeting. All of the scenarios include rate increases annually for the next 5 years, but differing rates based on whether the council retains the current formula or changes to a 50% flat rate and 50% variable structure. The presentation of the rate study is the first step in the Proposition 218 process that governs how property-related charges are adopted. The next step will be to mail every property owner a notice. The city may choose to send notices to tenants as well, although it's not required. The City Council will need to hold a public meeting no sooner than 45 days after that notice is mailed. The rates cannot be adopted if more than 50% of the ratepayers submit a written protest. Whatever new rate is adopted will go into effect July 1, 2022. Video of the City Council meeting, including the water rate presentation, is available online at Access Humboldt's YouTube channel. The City Council packet that includes the presentation slides is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held online Tuesday, January 18th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.